Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I hope that you really enjoyed that first episode with Charlisa. She is a newfound biz bestie. I absolutely love her, and I knew that she was the perfect person to interview me to start off this podcast. I've introduced you to her. So this particular episode is going to touch on why I finally made the decision to focus my services on Black women. And normally, I will have notes. I will have done a little research. I will have an outline to use for the episode. But this one, similar to the first one being interviewed by Charlisa, I wanted it to be just me, just from the heart of why I chose this particular avenue, because it took me a very long time to be okay with it. So when I first started coming up with the coaching business and how I wanted to show up, I always knew that I wanted it to encompass just about everything a woman would need in order to grow into her most sexual self. Over time, that has changed into focusing on her most pleasurable self, but in the beginning, it was her most sensual sexual self. So I knew that I wanted to be able to talk to the mindset piece. I knew that I wanted to be able to help her connect to her body. And I knew that I wanted her to have really, really good sex and being able to ask for that. So for a year, as I record this, I'm a year and 6 months into being a full-time business owner. For the first year, I really tried to talk to everyone, every woman, because a part of me believed, and still does believe, that every woman deserves pleasure. Every woman deserves to go through this world being able to ask for what she wants and get satisfaction out of it, whether it is in the bedroom or outside of the bedroom. She deserves that. And I am aware that many messages are opposite of that, that we should be put in our place, that we should stick to the roles that are given to us from years and eons before. But I realized I had such a hard time speaking to that. And I don't know if I can make this make sense. But when it came to like my messaging and to my copy, it's like, well, what do I want to say? And I would always get so stuck. And I would have coaches and peers in the business world say, well, just talk. And I would talk about why I wanted to do this. And they say, that's it right there. And I'd be like, I'm not going to remember that because I'm just talking. So I kind of rolled around in that for a while. And being very transparent, and I'm going to tell you, this is a very transparent and vulnerable podcast episode. So I am out of my comfort zone sharing this bit of information. But for the longest time in my life as a Black woman, I knew the basics of what my ancestors had to go through. I knew the basics of slavery, and that was by choice. I feel, I guess you would consider me an empath. I'm not really sure, but I'm the type of person of when I see something or I hear something, I feel it. That's why, as much as I love horror movies, sometimes I can't really watch them because I can feel, like, if someone chops an arm off, I feel that within my body. So I made a choice to not dive deeper into the history of being black, the history of slavery, because for me, it was too much. For me, it was too much to really understand the depths and pain from the accounts of these people, of black people, what they had to go through. Well, within this past year and a half, I have chosen to read more and not just read from a place of, you know how you go into, or I don't know if you know, but when you start a business, it's like reading all things business. Business development, business development. How do I grow my business? How do I make more money? Yada, yada, yada. But I'm a person that loves to read. I've always loved to read. And I tapped back into that as I was going through my journey of figuring out what I wanted and how can I make myself happier. I like to read all types of things. So I started reading more about my history, the history of black people. And I started really paying attention to what black women had to endure during those times. And then it became not just me reading about slavery, but reading about particularly women, what they went through, how they were handled, and I've always known, but again, willful ignorance. It's not something I wanted to pay attention to because of what it made me feel. And it just was brought to my attention about how black women are at the bottom of the bottom of the bottom of the totem pole in every sense of the word. And as I continue to read, it was like a fire started to, it was lit. You know how you watch someone start a fire and it's just like the flicker, the flicker, the flicker, the flicker, and you're like, gosh, come on. I just need a fire. And so every time I read, it was like a flicker. A flicker, a flicker in my sacral, in my womb, in the lower of my belly. Flicker, flicker. And as I continued to read, eventually the flame it caught, the flicker caught, and there was fire. And as that fire grew, I knew that because of my experiences, because of the experiences of majority of the women that I spend my time around, because of the experience of my mother, of my grandmother, just I needed to be doing this work for black women. I needed to be doing this work for black women. And I am going to tell you, I was scared. I was scared. I got a lot of coaching done around it. I talked to peers that have focused solely on one area. And I want to be specific. I'll welcome whoever wants the information. I definitely do, but I was very specific with deciding I'm going to start saying that this is for black women, not women of color, because black women, they just have a very different experience in life that no one can really, they can't compare to. Even now, in this moment, as I sit here and record this, we still are treated like the bottom of the barrel, the part that nobody wants, despite how we show up. And when we show up, we get shit done. We get shit done. But no one respects that. No one has ever respected what black women have done for our communities. And I'm not talking about recently, but I'm talking about from way back when. And what I see is black women continue to do that at the risk of themselves. And it's taught, we're taught to put everyone before us, to be just everything for everybody. And we completely forget about ourselves. And we pick that up from our female role model, whether it be our mothers, our grandmothers. I always throw in the first lady because she plays a really big part in black girls' lives, black women's lives. And I'm just like, it could be so much better. It could be so much better. And then I started thinking, okay, well, with my message, with the work that I do, what type of black woman do I want to work with? Because every black woman is not going to be receiving of the information that I have, just because some of them are not in the place to worry about it. Like some of them really, they're at a place where they're surviving. And I think a lot of black women, regardless of how successful they are in life, still run off of survival mode. But some are so enmeshed, entrenched, like soaked with survival mode, that there's nothing I can say to help them realize that they deserve pleasure, that they can ask for what they want, that they can have both. You can do this life, move through this world, give to your community, give to your family, and you can also have pleasure for yourself. You can also have really good sex. You can also make a lot of money. Like, you can really live in this world as comfortable as you want to be. So then I was like, okay, I'm going to speak to that high achieving, successful black woman that is doing it. She's doing all the things. She's making all the moves. She's a successful business owner. She is in the corporate world. She is a boss. When I say boss, I'm thinking, and I said this, I was talking to Charlisa about this. I'm talking Olivia Pope, right? I'm talking Annalise Keating, right? I'm thinking, oh, also I was like Miranda Bailey from Grey's Anatomy. These are the women who put themselves in situations because they're always thinking about other people. So when I think of helping high achieving, successful black women, I want them to realize, because there's still a bit of survival mode left in them. There's still that I am doing this, I am thriving in this particular area because I don't have a choice. Because I know that I have to somewhere else work twice as hard to get half as much. But I've created a space where I succeed and I thrive and I do well. But in the midst of that, because success was grown off of lack, off of what I don't want, off of what my mother said I should have, what my grandmother said I should do, there is still a disconnect from herself. There's still a disconnect to believe that I can have all this success and I can have more. I can have more. There are times, and I don't know if you've ever felt this, but I have, where I look at the fact that I bought a house, my kids have this big backyard, I travel, I do girls' nights, I do brunches, I go to events, I mingle, I do all the things. And there are times where I come home and it just feels like, it just feels like, but what else? That was great, but something is still missing. And those times definitely are far and few now because I focus on what I want. I don't say yes just because it will look good for me, or yeah, it could make me a little bit more successful. Yes, it could. But I'm really paying attention to what it is that I want. And what I've found throughout my journey of being a black woman and coming into my pleasure is the more I move towards things that make me happy, that thrill me, everyone else benefits from my happiness and my joy. Imagine, so let's bring this to sex, right? imagine that you are super successful. You have that six-figure business. You are on flights. You are flying all over the place. Your kids are good. They're in all the activities. They're excelling. But all of these things that you do is to make sure that your family has better than you had. Because maybe you grew up, not so well. Maybe you grew up wondering, are the lights going to be turned off? Maybe you grew up, we had to sleep in the car from time to time, or we were always at family's houses. Maybe you grew up being violated and not respected by the adults, or having to keep secrets and living through trauma. So through all of that, you've disconnected from yourself. Right? You've disconnected from yourself. But you know for damn sure your family is not going to live like you did. But you get so consumed with the dollar amount and the revenue and making sure you pay your team how much they deserve, that you get lost in that role. You get lost in the role of, we will never live like I did. I will not show up like my mom did. And in the midst of getting lost in that, you lose yourself. And so I, seeing it time and time again, especially talking to successful Black women that are out here killing the game, but asking questions like, I don't have sex, or I have issues dating, or I can't connect to people, or I don't even know what it is that I want in this world. Or you meet someone that just wants to pour into you, that wants to give to you, and you have no clue how to receive. You have no clue how to receive. This person is like, yeah, I appreciate what you can do for me, but I want to do for you. I want to give to you. How can I please you? How can I make you feel good? How can I make life easier for you? And you have no clue what to say to this person. You have no clue because you've never taken the time to, one, heal from all the things that you ran from that you didn't want your family or your life to be, but two, you've never taken the time to sit with self. To figure out what it is that you want that makes you feel good, that makes you happy, that makes you light up outside of money. Everything that you're doing is a distraction. It's a distraction from the point that the little Black girl inside of you still runs the show. She still runs the show. So the more I started having those conversations with Black women, the more I started doing market research and asking, well, what do you know about sex? What is your relationship with sex, with other people, with asking for help, for saying what you want, for choosing yourself first? The more I realized that Black women are not doing it. And I could put myself in the mix because I just started being okay within the last, I'll say, two or 3 years. I've been okay with choosing me, because at the end of the day, if my partner chooses to leave, when my kids grow up and they leave, it will be me. And all the distractions that I have in life will eventually no longer be there, and I will have to sit with myself. I will have to connect with myself. And the sooner you connect with yourself, the more you can thrive in your life with all the accomplishments that you've had, you can really enjoy them. You can really enjoy them, and not only enjoy them, but call in people that are attracted to your higher self, to your most connected self. Because you might just be calling in people that are aligned with that survival mode, and they're not worth it. You may be keeping yourself in situations that you don't need to be in if you understood your worth, if you understood your value. But it's really, really hard to understand our value as Black women when there are so many messages out here saying that we're not worth anything, including our Black men, that we're just a blip here. So I want you as a listener, excuse me, to understand You are welcome to listen to, everyone is welcome to listen to this podcast because it is going to help teach a lot. A lot of the things that I'm talking about could definitely be used in anybody's life to enhance their sense of pleasure, to enhance their sense of intimacy to themselves and others, and to enhance having really, really good sex, right? But my who I am talking to, the experiences that I'll bring up in later episodes, the history that I'm going to bring up, it is for the black woman. It is for the black woman. And I am at a point where I am okay with saying, you can come in this space. You can only come in this space if you can respect us as black women. If you can't, you are not welcome. Now, when it comes to my offers are definitely going to be spaces for black women where they can take the wig off. Like when I think about what I provide, what I'm giving is that moment, and I don't know if you all have seen it. It was talked about so heavily, and it was really just a great moment. But it was that moment when the successful badass Annalise Keating sat down in front of that mirror and she took that wig off. Baby, when she took that wig off and she took them lashes off and she wiped her face and she started to cry, that was the release. That is the safety that we as black women need. That is the, we need spaces that allow us to all come in and take the wig off, take the lashes off, and wipe our face and say, I have been needing to connect for so long, but I didn't know where to go. Every space that I go, I am usually the only or one of the few. And I need someone that looks like me. I need someone that understands my experiences. I need someone that can understand when I choose to talk in, you know, not in my formal speaking, but just I can just be me. That is what I provide. And the more I see the gap, the more excited I am to provide that space, to get the information out there to black women. Hey, I have the space for you. That space that you've been yearning for, the conversations you've been wanting to have, but you feel some type of shame and guilt, or you're embarrassed that you have built such an amazing life for you, for your family, and it's still not enough. You still struggle with looking at yourself in the mirror. You still struggle with connecting with someone else because you can't relinquish control. Because you don't trust them to keep you safe, because the only one who can keep you safe is you. I have created that space. And I'm no longer going to be ashamed of that. I'm no longer going to be worried about what the others have to say about me choosing to cultivate a space for black women. Because black women need to be loved on more now than ever. And I'm going to love on them because I'm in a space where I have the love to give. And what I feel every day when I decide to choose pleasure for myself and how it makes me feel and how it makes me show up, every black woman deserves that. Yes, there are obstacles that will always, always be out there for us. There are trenches we will always have to, there are just people we will always have to encounter and endure. But it's so much easier when you come from a place of I absolutely am in love with my life. I am in love with me. I hold nothing in my aura. I hold nothing in my womb, in my energetic space that makes me want to contract. All I want to do is expand in this world. All I want to do is expand. I want that for her. Even in the bedroom, if you think about when you're having sex, sometimes we will like go within ourselves. Like we'll tighten up, we'll kind of go into a ball instead of feeling all of the feelings and expanding and spreading your body and just taking up space in those really feel good moments. And that's if you can even pay attention in those moments, if you're not preoccupied with worrying about something else, which is a whole nother issue that we'll get into later. But you deserve what I would say is, and I've heard it before, and I've read The Pleasure Activism, and it was absolutely an amazing book. I recommend that book to any and everyone. But it is from making decisions from a place of an orgasmic yes, a hell yes. I've decided that when I make decisions, I want it to be as close to me having an orgasm or leading up to an orgasm as possible. If it doesn't give me that feeling, that rumble, that wave in my body, that excitement, there's no reason for me to be doing it. There's no reason for me to be doing it. There's no reason for you to be doing it. So when I call Black women into my space and she says yes, she's saying yes to an orgasmic life. She's saying yes to doing the work. She's saying yes to thriving. She's saying yes to being successful. And she's saying yes to being pleasurable, sensual, sexual. She's ready to do all of that in a space of people that look like her and have similar experiences that can say, oh my gosh, I went through that too. Where she's not the only or the one of few. Am I nervous? Yes. Will there be conflict and backlash? Sometimes, probably. But this isn't for me. This isn't for me. This is for all my the women in my life that are like asking me questions and living through me and saying, well, what do I do? Or how do you do that? Even my mom grows from what I'm doing, what I pour into her from what I've learned, allowing her to make her orgasmic yeses. So that's where we're at. That's where I'm at. And I'm excited about it. I'm super excited about it. And I welcome you. I welcome you. Even if you're just listening to the podcast and you're like, yeah, I'm not ready to go that deep. This is here for you. This is for you. I am talking on these topics for you. For you. So on that note, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. And just remember, you deserve it. You deserve it all. Whatever all means to you deserve it. And as a coach for Black women, I am here to empower, guide, support, and walk with you, beside you, not in front or behind, walk beside you as you do the work, because it is work. But I can tell you one thing, it's a hell of a lot easier to do it when you have the support of someone than to do it by yourself. Believe that.
Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the Virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.